WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Your daily dose of real talk, where we dive deep into the stuff that actually matters. Your mind, your habits, and your overall well-being. Today, we're tackling a biggie. Embracing imperfection and letting go of those unrealistic expectations that have been holding you back. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this mythical, perfect life? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to be effortlessly slaying it while you're over here drowning in laundry and burnt toast? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the truth bomb. Perfection is a lie. It's an illusion peddled by marketers and societal pressures, designed to keep us constantly striving, never truly satisfied. And let me tell you, that chase is exhausting. You end up comparing yourself to others, setting impossible standards, and feeling like a complete failure when life inevitably throws you a curveball. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be this way. We can break free from this toxic cycle of striving for perfection and actually start enjoying the journey. So, what are our 5 key takeaways to help us embrace imperfection and ditch those unrealistic expectations? First things first. Accept that you're human. You're going to make mistakes. Things won't always go according to plan, and that's perfectly okay. It's part of the beautiful messiness of life. Remember that quote by Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Focus on being kind, compassionate, and authentic, and let go of the need to be perfect in every single aspect of your life. Second, redefine success on your own terms. What does a fulfilling life look like for you? Forget about comparing yourself to others and their definitions of success. Maybe it's about spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or making a difference in the world. Identify your values and prioritize what truly matters to you. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things don't go as planned. We all have moments of weakness, setbacks, and failures. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move on. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance, even with your flaws and imperfections. Fourth, celebrate small victories. Don't wait for some grand achievement to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate those little wins along the way, finishing a challenging task, trying something new, or simply making it through a tough day. These small victories add up and contribute to your overall sense of accomplishment and well-being. And finally, remember that progress over perfection is key. Focus on continuous improvement rather than striving for an unattainable ideal. Embrace the journey, learn from your experiences, and celebrate every step you take in the right direction. Think about a time when you set incredibly high expectations for yourself. Maybe a work project, or even a personal goal like training for a marathon. What happened? Did you feel overwhelmed, stressed, and ultimately discouraged? You're probably nodding your head right now because we've all been there. Maybe you started that project with this grand vision in mind, but then life threw you a curveball, a family emergency, unexpected deadlines, or even just plain old procrastination. Suddenly, your perfect plan was crumbling, and you felt like a complete failure. But here's the thing. If we can reframe our mindset and embrace imperfection, those setbacks become opportunities for growth. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, we can learn from the experience, adjust our expectations, and find new ways to move forward. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Remember, embracing imperfection isn't about giving up or settling for less. It's about releasing the pressure to be perfect and showing up authentically in every aspect of your life. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate small wins. Focus on progress over perfection, and remember that you are enough, exactly as you are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of imperfection positivity. And hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going about how we can break free from unrealistic expectations and embrace the beautiful messiness of life. Until next time, remember, imperfections make you perfectly unique.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.